Coach, I'm actually excited to get into the segment because I think we're going to be talking about something that's very important. And I wanted to actually ask you a question. Abby is sitting across the table from us. She is our UNC student intern. And if you are just joining us, I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in the studio with Coach Pete DeRuta. He is known as America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach. Now, let me ask you, Abby. Coach was referring to legacy planning before. Is that something that's even in your head, I guess, in your, you know, at being 19 or in your early 20s?
No, I mean, not really, Thomas. I'm still a student, but I do hope that my parents have thought about that quite a bit.
Sure. Well, what's your experience, Coach, with folks who, you know, we talk so often on the show about how that financial red zone is so vitally important to begin preparing for when you're that 5-10 years before retirement. So I'm assuming at this point we really want to make sure that we have our legacy documents in order as well.
Well, if I could invent that time machine, I would go back into the past and I would advise my grandparents to buy a bunch of life insurance.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they're gone right now, right? So, I mean, and a lot of people create these massive portfolios because someone left them money.
Sure, yeah.
Trust fund babies, you hear about that.
Absolutely.
I've never been lucky enough to have that. But, you know, just it's just so many people now could be in that position to set their family up for generations by creating life insurance or foundational planning, these kind of things. But the most important part is to at least inventory where you are right now.
Okay, yeah.
And so years ago, I told you guys, and this is not a lie, I was yesterday, I was up in my attic.
Yeah.
It's hot up there, by the way. It's amazing what I find when I start going through some of the boxes.
Oh, isn't it the truth?
Because, I mean, I've moved a couple of offices over the days, you know, over the last 25 years, things started to accumulate.
Sure.
And I found something that I'm redesigning now called the Little Green Book. It's
Little
a confidential
book.
Family inventory booklet. It's 42 pages long.
Okay.
But it's a booklet. See, and Abby, I'm giving Abby one now. She can go home and share it with her folks, too.
I plan to.
But this is, you know, the most baffling part to everyone is when someone passes away and they don't know where anything is. So, like, let's say maybe mom or dad pass away. You go to the house. Maybe the last of two pass away. So now you go to try to have to. You have to get rid of everything, right?
Sure, yeah.
And number one, you have to find out where everything is.
Exactly.
And this is not a stretch. I did meet with someone once who said he was burying things in mason jars in the backyard, but if he didn't write it down somewhere, no one would ever know.
Yeah.
Just like my grandma.
Wow.
Yeah. So one day, some guy with one of those things, you see him on the beach where they got the little headphones on, they're waving a little stick on the
sure,
sand.
Yeah, yeah.
Some guy might come over there and find your inheritance.
Oh, no.
Right?
Right.
So you got to inventory things out. So things you don't even think about, like your marriage records, your Social Security cards. Where are you keeping these? So you write down in this booklet, and it starts, the first page says, "Dear loved ones, in this booklet, we have recorded information you will need when the time comes to settle our affairs."
Wow. Okay.
Now, I don't like talking about this any more than anyone else does.
Oh, sure. No.
Because when we do this, we admit that we're not going to be here forever.
Right.
I've got some news for you. We're not going to be here forever. Not that I don't know anyone who has, and no one ever will.
No, it's true. It's true. And I know it's a hard thing for people to approach, but at the end of the day, you know, Coach, I've got a couple of kids myself, and if I think of the 20-year, the 40-year, the lifetime plan, I have to for them. At the end of the day, I have to for them. This isn't just for me. Sometimes you have to do a little bit of hard work, a little bit of thinking to make sure that when I do pass, they're not put in more harm's way and more sadness and more grief by having this chaotic environment that they're in, but they're able to walk through my legacy documents in a proper way, a way that that would be easy for them.
Just making sure that it's a roadmap to where everything is. Now, we go all the way from, you know, your Social Security information to your living will. Where do you keep your wills? Where do you have life insurance? Where do you keep that? If you were in military, where's that military service debt?
Okay, yeah.
Or let's say that you were in the military and you have to go to the nursing home now. Maybe you've had a stroke or something and you can't remember any of this stuff. So you have to write it down so your next of kin can help you with, like, if you're in the if you've been in the military during active time of war, active service, many times you have that long-term care paid for.
That's right.
And a lot of people don't realize that. Aid and attendance, it's called.
Okay.
So if you don't have your military records, though, you can't, your family can't prove that, right?
Oh, wow.
And so we need to know where everything is. Certificates of deposit. A lot of times people put money at different banks. The banks have combined, by the way.
Changed
so
names.
So First Union's not here anymore, but you still have a CD that says First Union on it because you got it years ago.
Uh-huh.
But your kids might not know where the CD is or how to trade it in or how to get it out.
Yeah,
maybe they need
sense.
Money for a nursing home, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So where's your 401k data? Where's your IRAs? All the different things. So this keeps it very simple, as you see, Abby.
Yeah.
Not only from, you know, where you were, when you were married, because it's good to be able to tell, when you're writing an obituary, not a fun thing.
No.
You can even write your own obituary in here, which is, again, not a fun thing to do.
This looks great to me, and I really hope that something like this is put together
yep.
for I mean, God forbid when I have to deal with this.
Yeah. Well, you could start one right now for yourself, though, when you think about it. Because you know certain things, where your bank accounts are.
Yeah.
And we also have a section in here for savings bonds, because back in the day, people would buy a lot of savings bonds maybe put them somewhere, because they are basically like cash.
They are,
lose them, they're gone.
Okay.
So
wow.
We need to know what type it was, what series type, all different series, how much you paid, and when the maturity value was, or when the maturity time was. Many people, when we've done this in the past, when we look at the savings bond, and we write down the maturity date was 10 years into the past.
Oh, wow.
So we have to go back to the future. Well, you know, if you've been holding that bond, it already matured, you're probably not making what you should have been making on it.
That's right. No, it's very true.
So we have to be very careful analyzing that. So when you write down where your mutual funds are, where your bank is at, who your bankers are, if you have a safety deposit box, where is that information at? So all the things you might not think about, who your relatives are.
Okay, yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't, I mean, your kids don't know all the relatives, right?
Write
down all the uncles and aunts here. So
that's right.
Give us a call right now.
The number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
You know, something we talked about a few weeks ago, and we got a tremendous response for it, but nowhere near what I thought we should have got, because I think people just don't want to admit that this exists.
What's
and
that, Coach?
It is the True Cost of Fees worksheet.
Aha, yeah.
And I think it's because I call it a worksheet, people don't want to do any work. This is all done for you, though, isn't it, Abby?
Yep, I see it. I'm looking at it.
So it shows you, if you had different amount of fees in your accounts, how that would affect it in a bad way over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see this. I mean, when would you want to find out if you're paying too much in fees? Now or years from now?
I mean, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. So we look at a 6% interest rate, and we assume each account starts with $200,000.
Okay, yeah.
And we look at account with zero fees all the way up to account with 3% fees.
Okay, yeah.
And if you fast forward 30 years into the future, starting each account again with $200,000, the account with no fees is over $1,000,000,
$1,100,000. Wow, nice.
The account with 3% fees, $484,000.
Whoa. Less
gigantic
than
difference.
My
gigantic difference. So we do fee inventory, and we can eliminate those financial termites, I call them.
There you go.
But folks, you need to get a copy of this. So give a call, get a copy of this fee worksheet. The True Cost of Fees, I can't think of any other name, worksheet. I did all the work. The sheet's for you, right? So
there you go.
Just the sheet, because Coach did the work.
Folks, this advice like this that shows you how important it is to meet with a financial coach who understands the ins and the outs of the financial world. Now, take advantage of this opportunity to meet for free with John Kelly and his team, and he can make sure that you're on the right path, and that path is based on your risk preferences, your budget, and your goals. Their number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. It's true, Coach. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very important. And we go through something called a strategic development process.
Okay.
And I think everyone listening, folks, if you enjoyed the show so far, you really need to have one of these strategic development processes done for you. We'll sit down with you, and we'll go through everything you need to make sure you not only have the right financial plan in order right now, but how that transitions into a proper retirement plan in the future. And first, we review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes. By the way, they eat you alive if you're not prepared for them. We'll also establish a retirement income goal. That's money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle. Very, very important. Then we'll also analyze your current investments. This is the most important step, I think, to establish the true costs and fees. Again, going through that worksheet, but customizing it and showing you what it's costing the way you have your portfolio now, and also the calculated risk exposure level. This is something no one thinks about when the market's going up. But when the market goes down, you could accelerate your downward progress if you don't have this in proper order. If you have too much risk and the seesaw goes the other way, it's like the fat guy on the seesaw. He gets up. You're way in the air. He gets up and leaves. Where are you going?
There you go.
Where are you going?
Yeah, you're going,
going
the way.
And that's not going to be fun. I had it happen back in the day, by the way. And so we're also going to determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs. In other words, keep that income coming all the way through retirement and have it combat taxes and inflation. Folks, this is done. No cost or obligation. If you're one of the next 15 callers, this is at least a $900 value. But as a radio listener, no cost to you.
That's right. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, connect with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Well, folks, when we come back, I want to talk about something we call the retirement savings checkpoints and how it can relate to if you're a grandparent now or a parent, you've got a new child on the way or here, how the 529 and dividend reinvestment programs are vital for their future in the financial world. We'll talk about that when we come right back.
Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.